You're listening to the Student Union Elections 2026 on University Radio Nottingham. Your vote, your union, your voice. This candidate has applied for Vice President Education.
Hello and welcome to The Pulse with me, Hugo Sharp, interviewing Migna for the student elections. So why don't you just tell us a bit about yourself, what you're running for and why you're running for it?
Hello listeners, I'm Meghna. I'm doing currently MSc Physiotherapy at QMC and I'm an officer at Sutton Bonington, EDI and Welfare Officer. I'm running for VP Education.
What inspired you to run for this role? What kind of aims do you have? What kind of ideas? Why do you want to do this role?
So I see students working hard and the tuition fees rising. So I want to make sure that students get what they are paying for. That is high quality of education that leads to an amazing bright future career globally.
Okay. So that's just a bit about what you're doing.
Yeah.
What about you? So let's find out a bit about you now. What's your favorite band?
Recently, I've been listening to Bad Bunny.
Okay.
Quite famous.
Yeah. The Super Bowl halftime show, that's my
yeah.
Yeah. What would you say is your favourite song of his, if you had to choose one, or a favourite, any favourite songs, maybe not his?
I'm a fan of Taylor Swift. So Shake It Off by Taylor Swift,
yeah.
Or Who Says by Selena Gomez.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so that kind of,
yeah.
If you could only read one book for the rest of your life, what do you think you'd pick?
Well, it's a tough pick. I can choose two, maybe.
Yeah.
So one book will be Becoming Michelle Obama. That's
okay.
A lovely book. And second will be Fire of Wings. Wings of Fire by APJ Abdul Kalam. He was a president of India.
Okay. If there was one luxury item you could have for the rest of your life and you couldn't have anything else, what would you pick? What one thing couldn't you live without?
I would take my camera to record amazing photos and amazing memories.
Nice, yeah. Who would you say has been the biggest influence in your life?
Well, to be very honest, my parents. Like, they had the confidence in me to send me abroad for my education. And they think that education is an investment. And that's what I'm running for, to make sure people and students get what they're investing in.
Okay, yeah. What would you say is a particular moment of pride you've experienced in your life? What can you think of that you go, I'm really proud I've done this, or of this moment?
Well, since I'm a September intake, so since the moment first moment of pride was when I became a class rep, I was incredibly happy and proud to represent my students and my classmates. And second was when I was elected as an EDI officer at Sutton Bonington campus. That made me, because I'm a shy person and I really wanted to do something, that made a huge impact, and that helped me push upwards and make me comfortable while running around.
Nice, yeah. If at the end of your life a celebrity wanted to make an audiobook of your life or an autobiography, who would you want to write it and read it for you?
Kalpana Chawla.
Okay.
So she was an astronaut, an Indian origin astronaut to go into space, that tell us that education can lead us to anywhere.
Nice. It's really nice. What do you think, if you had to have a dinner party, three celebrities you'd invite, or famous people, live, dead, politicians, anyone, who would you pick?
I would ask Elon Musk for his future plans. Since I'm a fan of Taylor Swift, I would be happy to have Taylor Swift at the dinner party. And one from my country origin would be Narendra Modi.
Okay.
To know what his recent moves and his opinions are.
Okay, yeah. That's really nice. Well, thank you for coming on, Migna. That's been really nice to have you on. I've been Hugo Sharp for The Pulse.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Student Union Elections on URN 1350. Your vote, your union, your voice. Voting opens on the 9th of March 2026 at 9 a.m. and closes on the 13th of March at 12 midday. Make sure you have your say.